there. Welcome to Following the Truth. Today is March the 22nd. It is a Friday of the fifth week of Lent. Today's topic, it's up to us. So this is sort of a follow-up on yesterday's program when we talked about people who just didn't want to believe in Jesus, who just didn't accept the fact that he was who he said he was, the Son of God, the Messiah. And today's gospel, again, it's similar to that, and it sort of reminds each of us that it's up to us to either accept or reject Jesus. He's not going to make us accept him, even in little ways, sometimes in big ways, but sometimes in little ways. Well, I don't feel like forgiving this person, even though Jesus said we must forgive. I don't want to stop worrying. I can't do it. I just have to keep worrying, even though Jesus commands us to not worry. Little ways, big ways, accepting or not accepting the authority of Jesus in our lives as our King and our Lord, not just our Savior. In other words, do we accept him as the boss? Let's look at the gospel from today's Daily Mass, John chapter 10, verses 31 through 42. The Jews picked up rocks to stone Jesus. And Jesus answered them, "I have shown you many good works from my Father. For which of these are you trying to stone me?" The Jews answered him, "We're not stoning you for a good work, but for blasphemy. You, a man, are making yourself God." And Jesus answered them, "Is it not written in your law, 'I said you are gods'? If it calls them gods to whom the word of God came, and scripture cannot be set aside, can you say that the one whom the Father has consecrated and sent into the world blasphemes because I said I am the Son of God? If I do not perform my Father's works, do not believe me. But if I perform them, even if you do not believe me, believe the works so that you may realize and understand that the Father is in me and I am in the Father." Then they tried to arrest him, but he escaped from their power. He went back across the Jordan to the place where John first baptized, and there he remained. Many came to him and said, "John performed no sign, but everything John said about this man was true." And many there began to believe in him. Now, so we see a contrast here. Some believe in Jesus, some don't. And it really is the same for us. And you know, honestly, we can look at these stories and say, I can't believe anybody wouldn't believe in Jesus. But I'm convinced that you and I, we do this in subtle ways, don't even realize we're doing it. We believe in Jesus in sort of a intellectual way. Yeah, we believe he existed. We believe he redeemed us on the cross. We believe he performed miracles. But when the message of Jesus comes to us in a direct way, and we're presented with a situation where we're called to believe in him or not, I think oftentimes he's just not real enough, or we just don't want to believe him because it's too difficult. So, you know, it's going to be different for each of us because we each have our own unique circumstances. So as we wrap up this fifth week of Lent, you know, this weekend is Palm Sunday, so we're really getting into the home stretch. We go into Holy Week next week. We want to make sure that we're doing our best to accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, accept his authority over our lives, over every aspect of our lives. Sometimes people say, "I'm not going to have the church tell me what to do in the bedroom." Well, this is the Lord's church, right? And the church teaches in the name of Jesus how we should act. And there's times when we just don't want to accept it. We just don't want to accept it. So let's pray for the grace to have an open heart. And even though it's difficult, to always follow Jesus and obey his commands. And that includes in the voting booth, that includes in the bedroom, that includes in the workplace, that includes at home. Just because you don't think, and again, I'm not pointing just to you, I'm talking to myself too, just because we don't think, that's what I should say, that something is a sin, or the Lord's calling us to rise above what we want to do, just because we feel that way, doesn't make it right. It should be up to him. We got 1 week to go as we enter into Holy Week. Let's pray that our hearts are more open to Jesus. We'll talk to you next time.